play. Let them play basketball. We just had a good chat with Haley Hameline, who is a Saskatoon parent, lives in Rosewood. Many parents in the Rosewood neighborhood received notices this week from Saskatoon bylaw enforcement saying basketball hoops off the street or you will be charged, fined. So, I mean, this brings about a lot of things. So, and I want to hear from you on this. I've got a couple of callers already and lots of texts coming in. 1-877-332-8255. I can't even tell you how many times through the years working in a police car, I would stop and shoot hoops with kids in their neighborhood. We did it with street hockey as well in the wintertime. And I remember one time a guy coming out, shouldn't you be doing some police work? I remember him saying it. I said, probably, but I had to teach these kids what a snapshot was. Anyway, I mean, it's, look, I just love, we've got a basketball hoop just down the street from us. It's on the street, on the city street. The kids are out playing, and often after school, it's not just the two kids that live there, but their friends are there as well. The giggling, the laughing, the, you know, I bet you can't make this shot. You know, they're playing a game of horse or whatever. I love that. That's part of summertime in the outdoors and good for kids. Love it. Now, clearly someone complained, right? City bylaw in Saskatoon is not driving around looking for people who have basketball hoops on the street and then putting a notice in their mailbox. Someone complained about this. So this is part of the challenge that I have because I feel like, and I've seen this so many times over the years, nobody wants to talk to their neighbor anymore. No one wants to take the time to knock on the door next door, say, hey, Bill. Oh, hey, Evan, what's going on? Listen, I love that your kids are playing outside. I love that they're playing basketball, but here's the problem. The basketball is, you know, going in our flower bed, or our garbage hasn't been picked up two times in a row because the hoop is too close to where the garbage bins have to be left, or we only have one space to park on the street and the basketball hoop is preventing us from doing, like, those types of things, if they're said, I feel would result in a conversation. Oh, okay. No problem. Well, would it be better if we put it over here? Right. You reach a compromise and you say, yeah, that's perfect. Thanks. I appreciate it. That's being a good neighbor. No one wants to take responsibility for their problems. Everyone wants to pick up the phone, call, and have someone else handle their issue. And like, you just heard Haley said, yeah, there's some common sense things. It can't be an unnecessary hazard. Can't cause a traffic hazard. Can't inhibit garbage pickup or snow removal. I would suggest in the wintertime, they shouldn't be on the street at all. Move them out there in the summer. But I took pictures last night. I was actually driving through a different neighborhood, not in Rosewood, but I took pictures, 7 basketball hoops on 2 blocks in a residential neighborhood. Each one of them had either cindercrete blocks on the back of them or water softener salt bags to hold them down because, of course, you don't want them to tip over. So, you know, to expect the 9-year-old to roll or move the hoop in and out every time probably isn't going to happen. So I'm all for leave the hoops. Let's find a way around this. Prince Albert's done it. Regina's done it. Some cities have done it. I also think Saskatoon will take a sober second look at this. I really do. But I would love to know from you. 1-877-332-8255. What do you think? Has the city got it right? The hoops have to go. Or let the kids play. Let's find a way through this. Text lines open. Phone lines open. 1-877-332-8255. Let's go to Ken in Saskatoon. Ken, thanks for calling in. Your thoughts on this situation.
Okay, hi. Yeah, I live in the Lakeview area. We had trouble with basketball nets and sitting in the streets. We had the people holding them down with tires filled with air, garbage is sitting on top of it, and it started to become unsightly. Next thing, they'd blow over and fall down, so nobody would park within that 10 to 12 foot radius around the park and so around the net. So then you'd have parking all being cluttered up. We talked to your neighbor, like you said. We had 2 of them. One was more compliant. The other one said, take a hike. I don't want to talk to you. I'm not going to do anything. And so you get that. So the city, you have to have a city has to come in and do something because what was happening was kids were taking footballs and using them to sink, standing way, way far back, making long shots, and then the balls would bounce and bang into the cars. So we were getting damage like that happening, and apparently the police can't do anything to police that.
Mm.
So how do you do it? Should I always be paying to have when my car is vandalized that way by basketballs and footballs being used and tennis balls being trying to thrown into the hoops? Something had to be done. So yeah. I did call the city.
Okay. This was a different area. Was that this year or was this a different year, Ken?
This was 2 years ago.
Okay.
And I had to call again last year because that same guy that I tried to do was keeping it out because the city said they could leave it out for the day, but they have to roll it in at the end of the day.
Gotcha.
I said, that's great. Now that parent said, well, that's too much. Well, this is the part of a parent, a responsible parent.
Right.
If your kids are playing, if it's too heavy for them to move, then you do it. You're the parent.
Yeah. I mean, listen, Ken, I get what you're saying. I can hear it in your voice, and parents have to parent too, right? If the kids are standing nine houses away, ripping an NFL style football, and it's bouncing off the windshield of their neighbor's vehicles, I would expect the parents would be involved in saying, no, we can't do this. You want to do that? Let's go to a park or let's go to whatever. But back to the premise of just shooting hoops, I feel like Ken's point is some neighbors can't be talked to. Trust me, I've been to enough neighborhood disputes over the years to know some neighbors can't be talked to. Scott and Rosie, don't go away. Because I see you waiting on the phone line. Don't go away. We're going to get to you. I need to take another break. We're going to keep this conversation going. I have so many good texts coming in. 1-877-332-8255. Should we allow a basketball hoop on the street? Or should we have a bylaw in force that says you can't do it? Or is there a happy medium? Are we banning kids from everything? No social media. No street basketball. 1-877-332-8255. We'll be right back here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. This girl, drink in her hand, shoot me a let's get into trouble grin. I ain't never seen something so fine. Headliner tonight at Country Thunder, Riley Green. The Dead South up today. A lot of people reporting the camping area, a bit of a mucky mess with the wet conditions, the rain that came yesterday. So they opened the gates, but the campground area had started to dry, but then another dump of rain, pretty soggy in there, pretty mucky. A couple of people throw on a new pair of rubber boots. They're nice and clean. And five steps later, they're caked and about 2 feet wide. It's muddy. So be prepared for that. If you're headed out there to camp, if you're going to the main grounds, probably not as bad. Okay. Should we have basketball hoops on the street in our communities? This is a battle happening right now in the Rosewood neighborhood in Saskatoon. A number of families have received notices from the city of Saskatoon as a result of a complaint that came in. The basketball hoops deemed to be a hazard, or someone feels that they are. And as a result, an interpretation of the bylaw says the hoops have to come off the street. Otherwise, there will be consequences, which would be a fine. I'm saying let the hoops stay. Have a conversation, make sure that they aren't doing something that is endangering or causing an unnecessary hazard. There's some rules that could be put up, but let them stay. But boy, there's a lot of people with very strong views on this, so let's jump right back into it. Lines are open for you at 1-877-332-8255. I got Scott on the line from Saskatoon. Welcome to the conversation, Scott.
Hey, Evan. How are you?
Good. What do you got on this topic?
Well, mine's a little bit different than the basketball hoops. I live in the Stonebridge neighborhood in Saskatoon, and there are multiple basketball hoops in our neighborhood. But this is to do with a hockey rink that we had built numerous years in a row behind our fence in Stonebridge. It is technically on city property, but it's in an area behind our neighborhood in our street where, again, city property, but it's completely unused, never touched city property. So for a number of years, we had myself and my neighbor right beside me, and we had built a hockey rink back there for our kids and the neighborhood kids and our kids' friends, whoever wanted to use it. And for a number of years, it was just fine until a couple of years ago, about October, November, we had we both received emails and letters from the city saying you must dismantle this hockey rink. It's on. We don't dispute it was on city property, but it was on a chunk of land that 95% of the people in Stonebridge don't even know it exists back there.
Right.
So, in your theme of let the kids play, that was our big dispute. Is, you know, it's on a piece of land that we build the rink, we put up the boards, we put the tarp down, we use our own water, and we look after the rink, and the kids love it. The kids in the neighborhood were always on it. And we both received basically kind of a cease and desist letter of tear it down. So luckily at that time of the year we hadn't put the laid the ice down yet with the water because it wasn't quite cold enough yet.
Right.
But we were given a period of I think maybe a week, if not shorter, to basically pull the boards down, get it out of there, and just continue letting our kids skate on an outdoor rink.
Well, I mean, there's so many stories like this. I've got a number of people talking in about a neighbor that complained about kids playing street hockey out in the middle of the street. I mean, we all have those stories growing up, don't we? Car, pull the net off, car goes by, put it back on, game's back on again. Scott with the backyard rink example. I want to keep on the basketball theme. I'm going to go to Rosie next in Saskatoon. What do you think, Rosie? Should the net stay on the street?
Definitely so. Somebody needs to knit.
Somebody needs to knit, did you say?
Yes. Because they have nothing to do but look for trouble.
Okay.
Leave the children alone.
Leave the children alone and take up knitting.
Yes. Like, for Pete's sake, if you have nothing else to do, take up knitting. Like, don't complain. The kids are around home. They're being safe. And if somebody has a problem with the stands because somebody's putting tires to hold it down, well, maybe that should be fixed and
sure.
Have only sandbags. You know, that's the rule, sandbags, okay?
Yeah.
It won't take a lot of room. But why are people making a mountain out of a molehill?
Bless you, Rosie. Bless you. I love all of what you just said, including the take up knitting comment. Let's keep going. Ken, Saskatoon, joining the conversation. What do you think, Ken, about these basketball hoops?
Oh, my God. I'm going to take a little bit of a different angle on this. And this is stupid. What they're doing is the kids are in something called unstructured play. I have coached practically my entire life, soccer, bowling, all sorts of stuff. I've coached and coached and refereed. And all of that is wonderful, all these leagues and all these kids being involved. It doesn't touch unstructured play. I remember the games I played, even as an adult, a pickup game of soccer meant way more for me than any league play. So this unstructured play that the kids are doing matters so much for their development. There's no referees. You have to go and be able to decide what the rules are. You have to get along with other people. You go and change the teams. If one team is beating the other team too bad, you change the teams around to make it more even. I've never seen kids that don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so all of that stuff, that's how you structure a society, because you get this social trust. Where do you think that comes from? It's not done in schools. Where it's done is when people are doing things together where there's no rules and you put it together themselves. People don't understand. This basketball or the hockey on the street or all that stuff, these are your later on. They're your responsible people. And as my dad used to say, if a kid's playing sports, he's not breaking into your house.
Now, there's another way to look at it, too. Lots of really good points there, Ken. Thanks so much for adding to the conversation. If I go to the text line, 1-877-332-8255, like this has sparked a conversation. Here's a text. You wonder why our kids today want to sit in the house and play video games? Way less hassle. You mentioned people don't want to handle it themselves. That's exactly got to go both ways. This is Ken with the text. So if you are a person who is upset about the hoops, you've got to go and talk to your neighbor. But if you're a person who's upset about the way city is handling it, you should go and talk to the city, he said. Don't run to the media. Don't lash out on Facebook. handle it in a diplomatic way. That's Ken's point that he's making on the text line. Julian Battleford, basketball hoops on the street? Really? Question mark. If it's a safety issue, as in someone might drive into them, the concern should be whether that person should still have their driver's license. Kids not on a phone or a computer and playing basketball is wonderful, but sadly, rare. Let them play, yes, to hoops on the street. Jeff in Regina said, you know what? A few people on my street have carved out a solution. Notch out a 3-foot by 3-foot section of your lawn directly against the city curb. Could have put a couple of pavers down, crushed rock, and put your hoop on that. So it's not on the street. It's right on the edge of your property. The hoop is probably hanging over the street. And that way, yeah. So, you know, here's the thing. If I looked at some of the pictures, some of the hoops face outward on the street, but some of them face kind of along the street, right? So it's faced so that the kids can kind of play in front of their house, but they're not totally on the street. So that works if the hoop is going to face outward. If the hoop is going to face kind of to the left or to the right, maybe that doesn't work because you're not dribbling on the lawn. Although I'm not going to be able to find the text, I'm sure, right now, but someone suggests, here it is, Cameron and Regina. Evan, if you had only had a basketball hoop available to you as a little boy, maybe your vertical would be higher than 4 inches. Well, Cameron, how do you know my vertical's 4 inches? I mean, you're probably not far off, but. And on the farm, we actually had a basketball hoop on the farm. And I mean, you can imagine there was no dribbling. You try and dribble once, that ball's hitting a rock and it's gone. Lots of shooting, but not a lot of dribbling. I think we had one bare patch of dirt that we could dribble on. But other than that, tufts of grass, gopher holes, and rocks made it really tough to do layups. You were guaranteed to travel with the ball if you were trying to do that on the farm. 1-877-332-8255. Back to the phone line. I got Don on the line. Don calling in from Saskatoon. What are your thoughts, Don, on this whole basketball hoop on the street issue?
I'm going to shorten this up. Put the basketball hoop underneath a street lamp and let them play at night, let them play at the daytime, and anybody doesn't like it, too bad.
Short and sweet. Hey, Don, you're saying yes, let them play.
Let them play. For crying out loud, if you got to have... Now, a lady said, you know, if you got nothing better to do, just knit. My wife took a little bit of backwards. She's a big-time knitter, and she didn't think that that was something that she... Now you got the knitters up.
You got to be careful these days. You could offend. But what the point was she was trying to make is, instead of complaining about the kids, get a hobby. Maybe you should knit. So she was talking not about the kids, but about the people that were complaining about the kids. 1-877-332-8255. Okay, so here's one. Keith is texting in. He says, okay, Evan, you've started a conversation with my other half. She, a paramedic. I am a police officer. This is Keith. I don't see a problem at all. Let the kids play. Kids playing basketball in the street. They aren't out causing or finding trouble. She absolutely hates nets in the street because for the limited parking. She's experienced real problems trying to find a parking spot or maneuvering an ambulance in the newer built areas with these nets blocking their ability to get the bus in. So different lenses on the issue for very different reasons. Keith, thank you for that. Jody from Meacham, totally in support of the basketball net on the street. Better the kids there than on their phones. Ruth in Swift Current reminding us, don't forget it could be a shift worker who's annoyed by the sound of basketball. They should talk to the parents and find a resolution instead of complaining. People are very, very hesitant. I realize I'm generalizing, so if you're a person that is not scared to go and chat with your neighbor and have a great relationship and can talk about difficult topics, good on you. But generally speaking, and this is from my experience policing, people don't want to talk to their neighbor about a difficult conversation. It's one thing to lean over the fence and say, hey, how's it going today, Bob? Yeah, got any plans this weekend? No problem. But when Bob's air conditioner's rattling and too loud, when Bob's kids are up late and partying, when Bob's, I don't know, fence is on their property, they don't want to go and talk to Bob. They want someone else to do it. And I honestly feel, not in every case, and I know we had a caller, I think it was Ken this morning, that said he tried talking to a neighbor and it didn't go well. So there will be those cases. But most of the time, a conversation can solve the problem. And I have to think with this basketball situation, that could work. Okay, so I said, you know, Regina has some wording about this where it basically says it cannot create an unnecessary hazard. And I think a lot of people right away say, well, what about snow removal? Well, in the winter, I don't think the hoops need to be out there, right? I think they're a seasonal thing. We're talking for just a few months. But what about garbage pickup? Actually, Bill can help us with this. Bill from Saskatoon. You're a city worker, right, Bill?
Yep.
Okay, so what's the basketball hoop situation from your perspective?
Well, we drive large trucks, and you try to maneuver around safely to pick the bins, and these basketball hoops are in our way constantly where we can't turn around or pick a bin without hitting a hoop. It's a real hazard for us, and that's the main issue for me anyways, is that we cannot operate safely without having issues with that.
Right. Is it prevalent all over the city, Bill?
It's everywhere. The whole city is like that. There are some areas that are worse than others, but they need to, you know, you want a basketball on the street, fine, but bring it in and out every day or right. when the kids aren't using it. Just put it away or put it on your property. What's wrong with your driveway? Put it on your grass facing your driveway.
Gotcha. I mean, that perspective is an important one to consider in this. Even from me, a guy who's saying, let's leave the hoops on the street. I mean, I also need my garbage to be picked up. And if the hoops are preventing that or making it difficult for that, we have to find a solution. Fair enough. But I don't know that it's as quick as just a blanket policy. To me, it's conversations, it's education, it's a way to, this is a community building. A community building topic as a community breaking topic. I believe it can be if it's handled the right way. Let's take a break, come back and wrap it up. I got so many texts. I'm going to try and get through a few more when we come back here. 980 CJME, 650 CKOM. The unmistakable sound of Dead South. Yes, they too are at Country Thunder today in Craven. That is happening. It's going to be a great show. Riley Green, the headliner tonight. Okay, we're wrapping up the conversation about basketball hoops on the street. Should they be allowed? So many people saying, what about just upgrading and putting better courts and hoops in our parks? Here's a text. Maybe our city should invest in better courts. Update things like buckets and borders are trying to do in the province. Not enough courts in the community, and perhaps kids don't need a hoop at the end of their driveway if they have somewhere else they can go. Hopefully people are respectful of it and don't ruin it in the community. 1-877-332-8255. Maybe people just need to get their properties declared urban reserves and then the city bylaws won't apply. Dale, stop trying to stir things up. I'm just finished giving a speech about bringing community together on this topic. How about thinking about chain of command? This is Matt in Saskatoon. Talk to your neighbor first. If you're not comfortable in doing it, talk to someone else who can address your concerns. If no sort of agreement can be met, then contact the city. It's ridiculous that someone would just complain about kids playing in the street, especially if they're respecting traffic and other passerbys. Here's Josh in Allen. Josh says, I'm 6'1", 240 pounds, and I struggle moving our basketball hoop. Many people talking about the weight and the size of these hoops makes it very tough. There's no way the kids would be able to move them in. Courtney is asking, why can't people put basketball hoops in their backyard? Maybe build a simple concrete slab. This has got a lot of conversation. I love the text. I'm going to read a few more. We've got Bugs and Hugs coming up just after 10. And throughout the show, I'll try and get to more texts from you on the basketball hoops. But you can join the conversation. We've thrown it up on our Facebook page as well. Bugs and Hugs is next, appropriately, based on what we've been doing for the last hour. I welcome your calls on any topic. Calls and texts. Coming up next, Bugs and Hugs here, 980 CJME, 650 CKOM.